What happens when the people who society expects to nurture, protect, care, and love for them, namely your mother and women in general, who seem to be more nurturing than us disgusting men? But what happens when these women are suddenly accused of doing the exact opposite? Society starts to break down and fall apart.
Welcome to the global phenomenon, Surviving the Survivor, where we bring you the best guests in all of true crime. Here's your host, Emmy Award-winning journalist, Joel Waldman.
What's up, SDS Nation? Welcome to Surviving the Survivor. This is the global phenomenon, soon to be an intergalactic phenomenon with 50 countries and multi-universes represented here. Today, I thought it might be nice to do something a little bit different. And so we're calling this episode Women Gone Wild and Worse. Carm, my beautiful mother, she can get wild sometimes. And in light of the Corey Richens trial that we've been covering and we'll be covering this afternoon because they're doing jury instructions later this afternoon. And Joe and I will be there for at least part of that. It's starting, I believe, at 3 Eastern time. But since we've been doing Corey Richens gavel to gavel, and this is a mother of three who is accused of murdering her husband, Eric Richens, with 5 times a lethal dose of fentanyl, and then not even writing a children's book, but finding out that she had a ghostwriter to write it and appearing in local Salt Lake City television to promote that book about grief, about the husband she is alleged to have murdered. What is going on? So here to help us answer this and a litany of other questions, my mother, the oldest true crime podcaster in America, a child Holocaust survivor, a licensed therapist, and so much more. Carm,
hi.
Told me you were going to the beauty parlor, and as I used to say to Mabel Rose, my beloved Puggle, she can't get any more beautiful when she goes to the groomer, but somehow, Carm, you've managed to get a little bit more beautiful. How was the hair? When you go to the beauty parlor, is it more therapy or more?
Wednesday, we are going to have a thing happening, right?
Yeah, you, Carm, is often asked to speak about her experience in the Holocaust. So we have something with the Brandeis University women's group this week. You're also speaking to a group of high school kids out in California via Zoom, Carm.
When?
March 16th, which we have gone over many times, and I have now received. Please forgive me, everyone. I've not eaten because Carm runs a tight ship, so I'll be eating a little bit in between.
No, that's not acceptable. Unprofessional.
It's Friday, so this sort of can happen.
No, Friday, no eating. I have to say something else that as far as the structure of this podcast.
Yeah.
When I went to the hair place downstairs, there was no internet, and they couldn't charge me. So I thought we wouldn't have internet now, period.
And we have it.
No, but it's buffering at times. I wonder if it's ready to die.
Hopefully not. I'm just trying to pull up one thing, and then we're going to get cracking here.
We apologize.
Yeah.
For the delay.
Why is it not letting me do this?
The 16th, we have something the 16th.
Yeah, we have something the 16th. Sorry, we're off to a rocky start here. We are off to a rocky start for sure.
Things cheer up. Things will only get worse.
I'm looking for 1 second here.
Now, if I were watching this podcast, I would hang up right now and look for something.
All right. Carm, I was looking for the exact verbiage. I can't seem to open it, but I did get my MRI results back on my right knee.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Complete tear of the right meniscus. sprained medial meniscus with significant swelling, and they say that I will likely need surgery. Your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are that it's unbelievably inappropriate to discuss it on the air.
Why? A lot of people have been asking. I'm transparent on this show.
It's inappropriate. Can we talk about the topic? And
well, what's amazing, I appear to have torn my...
An hour today.
By the way, I appear to have torn my right meniscus by standing up on this chair. That's how I did it.
Very honestly?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it happened.
And as I sit here right now, my knee is throbbing.
Okay, do me a huge favor.
Corey Richens, Carm. You look at Corey Richens, and let's see if there's a photo of here. Here's a family during better times. That's Corey, her husband, Eric, and the three sons. Apparently, he does incredibly well. The family is a ranching family. He starts a stonemasonry business. Carm, they revealed in court what he was making a year with his stonemasonry business. What do you think the answer to that in Utah? What do you think he was making a year?
No idea.
I'm curious. Give me a guess. I was shocked.
See, now he's buffering.
It's going to be a long day.
Did you buffer on purpose so you could eat?
Am I back?
You are back now, but it's
what you don't understand is you're buffering. I'm not buffering. But what do you think he was making a year with his stonemasonry business?
$700,000.
$750,000. $750,000. It's quite a lot of money. So his wife now, she's accused of not only poisoning him. I really thought it would be nothing. I'm officially declaring Joel not to be a hypochondriac. Thank you, Martina. I stand. Thank you. I hear what you're saying now, but I appreciate it.
There are always enablers among us.
Yeah. Space Coast letting you know the Carm, the buffering is on your Wi-Fi on your end. It's not us. So don't accuse.
What is the remedy?
Everyone thought I was just hyping it up, that it was no big deal. So I'm trying to read the exact verbiage off the MRI report for all of you.
Oh, no, please. I am telling you guys, I love you.
All right. Carm, I don't even have the energy for this. But listen, Corey Richens. So not only is she accused of murdering her husband, she apparently tried to murder her husband on Valentine's Day before she actually killed him. What is your reaction to this? Let's start there. Just to a wife poisoning her husband with five times the lethal dose of fentanyl. I will mute and try to have a bite or two while you're explaining this.
I am supposed to explain this pathology. I'm supposed to, first of all, full disclosure. I tried to follow the trial, but there were other attenuating circumstances so that I did not follow the trial very.
Yeah, like getting your hair done, and going to the gym.
No,
go ahead. Come on, Mom. You're 86. You know, you're retired. What else are you doing?
I got the flu shot, not the flu shot, oh, yeah. the shingle shot. And I didn't feel well. That was one of the reasons I didn't wash my hair. To make the long story short, I don't have to find excuses. I have a view of what happens with people like Corey, but it's a more global view than just this one individual, because the title of today's presentation, what is it exactly, Joel?
Women gone wild and worse, and we're going to get to the worse.
Well part it's of the very worst. Interesting. When you showed me this title, my first thought was kind of weird, but I'll share it. It's never a headline, a dog bites a man. it would be a major headline, a man bites a dog, because it's unusual, it's very rare, and it gets noticed. The way women, I like to think that even today, with all the unfortunate women's equality manifesting itself in having the right to commit as many crimes as men do, even today, women commit much, much less crime than men. And for that reason, especially if they're young, attractive women, and they look good on the television screen, they get a lot of press and a lot of publicity. And I think this basic story, just one pathological woman who didn't even consider, maybe she didn't feel, part of her pathology maybe that she doesn't feel love for her children or concern, that she's detached from her children. Because if she were in any way loving her children, then she wouldn't kill their father. In extreme situations where a man is very abusive, a woman will kill the father of her children. But in this case, there was no abuse. There was just her wish to get out of the relationship, but not to lose her financial benefit. And that's why she did it.
Now, one of the things, thank you for that explanation, Carm.
You are welcome.
For those who do not know, Fridays are a little more relaxed. Monday through Thursday are serious shows. Not that this isn't serious, but by the way, Carmen, it wasn't a partial tear. It was a complete tear of my right meniscus, complete tear. And there is a difference. And when
you know, it's very unfortunate that we are in two different apartments.
When I spoke to the nurse,
miles away from each other, because I have an irresistible urge to punch you every time you bring up your knee.
Libby said, Joel, I missed your MRI results. I'm trying to read them, but I can't find them. But no, it is a complete tear of my right meniscus.
All right. There is a complete tear there.
And the nurse said
it has to be repaired with laparoscopic surgery. And God forbid something serious were wrong with you, but don't bring this up again. It's embarrassing to me.
Wow, Kelly, you had both knees replaced in your 40s? That seems very young, but I'm on my way, I guess. Anyway, the nurse said, look, I don't usually say this to anybody, but it's very likely you're going to need surgery, that you're not going
to. Joel, you cannot digress and expect me to play along.
So, Carm,
I shall not. I'm getting very close to the limit of what I will tolerate.
Red Ford has a fist here. Okay, so this is Corey. I just want to get your take on this. I'm sort of obsessed with this. Now, we just saw Donna Adelson convicted, and Georgia Kappelman and Sarah Dugan explained there is no such thing as someone who looks like a killer. But, Carm, I know you do this. When you go shopping at Bloomingdale's, you're looking around saying, who are the killers, who are not? I do the same thing.
No, I don't do that.
I think you do. But
I may look at who are the shoplifters, but...
Yeah, or maybe the shot. Well, you get the idea. But
I'm watching people. I'm fascinated by people.
And here's not, obviously, this is not a very flattering photo, but she's very benign looking. I don't know how else to say. She just looks like she should be a librarian. And I have trouble comporting that in my own mind. Do you? That is my question. Do you? Here's a shot.
I don't think she looks like a librarian. She looks to me dull.
She looks dull to you.
Almost like, does she understand what's going on here? Does she understand the implications of all this? Is she still working on her fashion statement? Because she has very nice clothes, I observed. Mm. But I think her facial expressions are not very alert, not very animated. She hardly ever changes her expression. It's so rigid. I understand the attorneys tell you to not let them read on your face what's going on, but her face is totally blank. I think
it's interesting.
Anything I get, and I would like Dr. G to analyze this, but if I get anything out of this is that she is pathologically disconnected from her own situation. In other words, she doesn't feel that it's all about her and what she did and what's happening. It's almost like she's not getting it.
That's interesting, because you tell me the exact thought. You say, for me, it's all about me, but you're saying for her, it's not all about her? I thought it is all about her. What are you talking about?
It's all about her. The trial is her, but she is not emotionally experiencing what's going on in her life.
Yeah, so look at this from Beverly. Defendant looking doe-eyed to convey her innocence, a la Wendy Adelson. What I'm wondering, Carm, and please give me your incredible insight into this. Do you think there's a juror sitting there going, I just can't see how this woman could murder somebody because she looks, to use your words, so dull and innocent? I mean, do you think her looks, her dull, innocent type look is going to help her?
If you look at her facial expressions before the crime and you look at her now, I don't think things changed. I think she always was this detached from herself type of a person. And that was one of her issues. It's almost like she cannot feel even the what is going on in her life. I don't think she experiences it. I'm waiting for you to dress up, Joel, because did you succeed?
I had a wardrobe malfunction and now I'm back. By the way, I'm taking the COE. We had these tickets like a year ago, and it was the COE took her friend and they got there and it was canceled. But tonight we have tickets to see Lady Gaga.
I didn't believe I saw Lady Gaga not long ago.
Do you like Gaga?
Well, I tell you something. She has survived. She's definitely a survivor. She's been around now at least for 25 years.
I took you and Dad to see her before she was anything at the Fountain Blue Hotel.
You did not take us.
So, Carm,
you hung out?
Yeah, moving along here. Yeah, I did kick Adalia out. She's not going. So, Mom.
Yes.
Not only is she accused of... See, that's not an innocent look. I guess that's not an innocent look. I don't know. Like, if I'm walking through Target and I'm picking out the people who are murderers, she's not on my list. But maybe I'm just totally naive here. Okay, so not only is she accused and standing trial and likely about to get convicted for murdering her husband with 5 times a lethal dose of fentanyl, after he dies, it turns out she has this children's book that is published called Are You With Me? And she appears on television promoting it, saying,
I saw one of those programs a few months back. I saw her like sitting with two or three TV interviewers, and they are very sympathetic and very supportive. And she's telling, they ask her, how is she coping with the situation? How are her children coping? And she's giving very correct answers. I think I don't know what her IQ is, but it's not, I think her emotional IQ is lower than her intellectual IQ because she played that scene very well.
Maybe she is.
We never like to say it, and maybe she is a psychopath.
Whitney, by the way, says she's at Target right now. Yeah, I mean, look, please look at everyone, and if they've got duct tape or something else in that card of theirs, just report them right away. Larry Babs Jr., Corey Carm, do you agree? Feels that she is superior and smarter than anyone.
As I said, I asked you not to spend too much time on Corey Hitchens because I had no chance of seeing the trial. Every day I would see an hour or 2 hours. I would all work myself up to watch it, and then it would be a lunch break because there is a two-hour time difference. I would get frustrated. Then I would put it back on, and then the judge and the lawyers would have this legal discussion about what I considered splitting hairs. And so I missed out, and I am planning to watch the whole series when there is nothing to do and I have a little extra time, because it is interesting. It is interesting, and I definitely will watch the sentencing. But I asked you not to dwell on it too much because I unfortunately did not watch the trial. I know a little bit from before the trial about her. There is a story about her mother also.
Yes. What do you know about her mother? By the way, before you go there, from Josephine Pasuli, dude, hearing you disrespect this intelligent woman is disgusting. I've unscripted. Yes,
it is disgusting.
I've not unsubscribed, but she's unscripted. I just don't have the energy today. Josephine, sorry that you've unscripted. I'm sorry.
No, but let me
go ahead, Carm.
Show a little respect.
Real quick, from Joyful today, Joel's eating, changing clothes. Please no urinals, Joel. I will try not to. Go ahead, Carm. Okay. I did that to annoy Josephine, not you. Go ahead.
Joel, why are you fighting Josephine when we have a bigger thing to do today? So where are we?
The mother whose name is Lisa Darden.
Because I have this theory, some of these things, I believe in each person has the choice of doing the right thing or doing the wrong thing. That no matter what your genetics or what your upbringing, when you become an adult, you have the choice of doing the right thing regardless. But I also think in what family you were raised and what messages were you getting when you were growing up, verbal and just by example, what your parents or your parent, because if you only had one parent, showed to you. I think it depends a lot on the parents. And I remember her mother moved in with a woman or something.
Yeah, mother had a domestic partner who's a woman who died under somewhat similar circumstances to Eric. So I'm just curious if they're ever going to investigate, because there's no statute of limitations on that.
Yeah, on murder, there is no statute of limitation. So this on these pictures, she's smiling.
Carm, I just had an idea. We should do like a STS tour, and we should actually do it at places that have like boxing rings or octagons and just like speak from within like the ring, because everyone thinks we're always fighting, and then maybe we'll spar one round or something.
We are not fighting.
Everyone always thinks we're fighting. I know.
No, it's a sort of a little bad habit type of a bickering, because Joel, I don't know if anybody noticed this. Joel is ever so slightly self-centered.
To me.
And he annoys me ever so slightly. And when he annoys me, I don't just shut up. I say something to annoy him, not on purpose, but something that annoys him, but maybe on purpose. And then this is what it looks like. People who are very highly civilized and controlled and well-behaved will get very uncomfortable with our behavior. I think one thing, we never, ever not talk to each other, never.
Mm. Look at this from Judy Herbert, who's very generous and very retired. Joel Karm, I really enjoyed listening to your book. The book is titled the same as the podcast, Survive and Survivor. The content was great.
Okay, Joel.
Very soothing. So, Karm, let's get back to the book. Now, speaking of the book,
Spacey.
It's on your end, Karm. It's on your end.
Okay, it's my end. What is my option? Suicide.
Well, one option is to not say that you're buffering every time. Just go with it. Just roll with it.
I roll with it.
Okay, so the book is called Are You With Me that she wrote. Now, I found out during the trial, I had no idea. Not only did she not...
I know, she hired the ghostwriter.
What does that say about her level? I mean, what does that add to her level? She's not even connected to it.
She has no morals. It's like the joke, you know, the guy who kills his parents and then pleads in court for mercy and sympathy because he's now an orphan. That's exactly what she did here. She kills the man by getting the poison and then writes a book with a ghostwriter. She can't even, let's assume somebody else would maybe feel some remorse after the event, after poisoning her husband. She obviously feels no remorse even after, because would she ever start out on a route of writing a book with a ghostwriter about the same topic? It's beyond immoral. It's amoral. I think it's worse than immoral.
Also, this is a great point. She certainly wasn't thinking of her children. The book is supposed to be about dealing with grief for her kids. She didn't even write the book. What does that tell you about her as a mother, Karm?
This question, by the way, you asked 10 minutes ago, and the answer was that she may have diminished.
I'm going to ask it at 1:41 again in 10 more minutes.
Diminished capacity for emotional experiences. She may be maybe she's psychopathic, because what is she thinking? She also may have a major, major emotional issue. It's almost like bordering on psychotic, that she doesn't get it, how horrible it is to murder somebody who you have their children, three boys on top of it, because it's more important even for boys to identify with the father. Now they don't have their father figure, and now their mother cannot even express some emotion and write a little book for them. She has to hire a ghostwriter. This is really beyond. That's why she doesn't even deserve for us to discuss her.
Okay, so one more question. We'll move on. One more question, though. But when you're, and by the way, if I look awkward, it's because I'm elevating my right knee, Karm, which if you haven't heard, I tore my meniscus completely in my right knee, and it's throbbing in pain. Karm, when someone's accused of living like these two completely different realities, so you've got this grieving widow on TV, meanwhile, prosecutors are saying she tried to kill this guy once, Eric Richens, and then succeeded a second time. I mean, just to put a cap on it, what are like the psychological mechanisms? Is it, I mean, you have the ability, Karm, to compartmentalize in a very crazy way. Like you can just shut stuff off, but is it compartmentalization? Is it narcissism? How do you describe, besides just being dull, like psychologically, what sort of, I know you don't diagnose people that you haven't personally assessed, but let's diagnose her. Let's do it anyway.
What's the question?
what's her diagnosis? Like, what is her ultimate diagnosis here?
I would need to know more. It's not a cop out. It's the truth that I don't know enough about her. I don't know enough about her. Actually, the only thing I know from these pictures of the trial, that she has a very good taste in clothes, unless they consulted with a fashion consultant.
All right, so Corey, she'll be in court. They're doing jury instructions at 3:00. Joe Pituto will be hosting that. I'll jump on there for a little while pre-Lady Gaga tonight. And then their closings, by the way, in this trial on Monday, and we will bring that to you live. But let's move on. Hello? To here we go. Carm? You have me, Carm?
No. It was buffering again. Well, I told you that there was no internet in my building. I didn't have to pay the Eduardo for my hair. And it saved me money. No, I'll have to go there next week. Could you just move off, Corey?
Yeah, moving. Oh, I was doing that till you buffered again. Okay, here we go. There's a woman in Los Gatos, California, Northern California, known as the Party Mom. Let's watch.
After many years and many, many victims, today there was justice.
Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen pleased a panel of 5 women and 7 men handed down multiple guilty verdicts to Shannon O'Connor. It took the court recorder more than a half hour to read each of the 63 verdicts. Guilty on at least 48 of them, including child endangerment, furnishing a person under 21 with alcohol, annoying or molesting a child under 18, and sexual penetration of an intoxicated person.
She was found guilty as an aider and abettor, as a facilitator of those crimes. She encouraged, facilitated, and aided and abetted one child in sexually assaulting another child, and did that on 2 separate occasions with 2 separate victims.
Prosecutors proved O'Connor planned alcohol-fueled sex parties for multiple middle and high school children from at least 2020 to 2021. She was found guilty of trying to dissuade victims from coming forward and telling what happened.
Is this defendant used children, took advantage of them, manipulated them for her own perverse sexual interests?
Prosecutors say O'Connor first gained trust as a cool mom who could talk about anything, including sex, then introduced alcohol and encouraged sex acts. A victim identified as John Doe number 1 told the court in a victim impact statement, "I was manipulated to lie to my parents. These events still traumatize me." O'Connor's defense lawyer says his client didn't start the alcohol party scene and that things spun out of control.
There were multiple places where the children were going where alcohol was provided. What ended up happening, though, ultimately was because the path was so easy at the O'Connor household that those other locations were dispensed with.
Jurors rejected that argument in handing down guilty verdicts in the vast majority of the 63 counts.
She aided and abetted that conduct. And I think what the defense is going to say is for sexual assault, you need to have more direct participation.
Carm, this story is fascinating. This is Shannon O'Connor right here. If I can get, that's her. You're looking at, she's 51 years old from Los Gatos, California. As you just heard, prosecutors say that she hosted alcohol-fueled parties for teenagers that then spiraled into sexual misconduct. Jackie here says, this just hits worse when a woman is involved, goes against motherly instincts. Now, what's interesting, if this was a father, it would be, I think it would be taken even more harshly, more severely. In some ways, I'm surprised that this woman faced such serious consequences and got convicted. Are you at all surprised?
No, I am not surprised. I'm curious about, I think the verdict will be decided by the judge in a week or two. Right? I'm pretty sure. The sentencing will be decided in a week or two. I am curious how many years she will get.
Well, it's 63 counts. It said it took the court reporter a half hour to read it. It's going to be very long. Let's digress for 1 minute. Kelly wants to know if I was a good kid, Carm.
We went over this. He was a very good kid, and he's a very good son right now. And he does a lot of... I think Joe likes to play the eternal teenager when he's with other people. But he's a very responsible adult on some levels. But he likes to play the teenager.
And welcome to my life. Just 17 insults folded into one alleged compliment right there. That's my whole life.
This is what well, be happy there was a compliment.
I have on my shoulder. Carm, is this woman here, speaking of arrested development, what is going on? I'm curious, what is going on psychologically?
Joel, did you ever hear of...
No one says she interrupted me. Just like now. She just interrupted me. No one says
trial it. In Virginia, I think it was the babysitter trial.
Yes. Yeah.
And we discovered that there is a website. I didn't know there was a website for fetishes.
Yes.
And there are all sorts of fetishes in this world. And what was interesting, the first association I had was of the president of France, Macron, and his wife.
Hold on, my alarm's going off. It's 10 minutes. Do you think Corey was a bad mother? Because you said I asked the question 10 minutes before. I'm joking. Go ahead. But the alarm did go off.
You see what I mean? He gets special joy out of, like, pulling my...
Carm, I had a question that I was asking, and you completely interrupted me. So let me just go back.
I was answering it. There are different fetishes, different sexual attractions that people have, and one of them is older women with younger boys. Why is it so terribly unusual for us to think of it when we consider that men all the time are attracted to younger women? Why is it so shocking for us that the women like to do this sometimes, if men like to do this 100 times more, maybe 1,000 times more? Why is it so shocking to us that's her thing? Why?
Well, here's my point. I think it comes from a different psychological angle, which is the question I was going to ask. If you're done, because I would hate to be accused. Someone said that they have to double their blood pressure pills when they listen to me. Right here, Libby. She has to double her blood pressure pills. Now you know what it's like to live with Carm. I have to double mine. I think what's going on here, Carm, and tell me if I'm way off base, is that she's in some sort of arrested development, that she is once maybe a beautiful young woman who's now in her 50s, not to say she's not beautiful, but she's not young anymore. And she wants in her mind to know that she still has what it takes to, quote unquote, seduce a young person. And it's an ego driven thing, not a sexually driven thing. Do you think I'm way off base here?
Yes.
How come?
Because if she would want to prove that she is attractive, she wouldn't go to middle school or high school students. She has children of her own. She has a husband. She has, seemingly on the outside, her life is perfectly normal. She has a family. She has a husband. She could, for the same price, she could buy clothes that are provocative, and she could go at night to bars, and she could start up with men, and she could verify if she is still attractive or not. But that's not her racket. That's not what she's into. She's into being 14 and going out with a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, but I disagree. I think it's an ego thing. Adam Bluefire here says, my mom was quite a dark character. Adam, I haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you. And I remember my friends had a hard time believing me, saying, quote unquote, you only have one mom, completely missing the point. It's hard for people to accept women can be evil. Sorry, you had to deal with the evil mom. I just have one that likes to yell at me. But I mean, Carm, the teenagers here testified at these mansion parties that there was, quote unquote, heavy drinking, sexual encounters, teenagers sneaking in and out of the home. One teenager told jurors everyone was drinking. People were hooking up everywhere. And then kids were vomiting everywhere. It sounds like a Greek orgy gone bad here, Carm. But again, the society views this woman as a protector of children, and she is both through alcohol, you know, physically abusing them, but also sexually abusing them. How does one comport that in their mind, that a mother, that a woman can do this?
Well, you know, even when you say woman, mother, it's like there are men, it's not a digression, but as an example, there are men who simply want to marry a pure woman, and they simply cannot have sex with her, and they want to have sex with either a prostitute or a woman completely, you know, promiscuous. So the thing that a woman, you talk about all women should be like holy mothers, and that should be the guide of their existence, that they are such a pure mothers. And not all women were created equal. I happened to once meet a woman. I was introduced to her, and she left her whole family for her lover, just left little children and everybody for she couldn't take the children with her, and she chose her lover, which I couldn't really relate to very well, but not because I'm holy, but because I have a different approach to life. I couldn't relate too well, but she was very sincere about it. She couldn't, but there is a literary example I just remember. The literary example is Anna Karenina. Totally a different century, very famous novel written by the most respected Russian author called Tolstoy. And she leaves her son and her husband for a young, she's not old, but for a young military officer. And how the whole thing unravels, and how she gets very, 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 it's a very interesting book, and it never goes out of style, because there are, the history of these behaviors repeats itself, and maybe the culture is more lenient and flexible, but the women that exist, who would leave their child and their if they had to make that choice, leave their child and their family for love, end of quote. I think one should at least you should watch the movie Anna Karenina.
Anna Karenina is how I say it, but.
Probably the correct pronunciation.
Prosecutor said that one of her like through lines, what she was obsessed with, Carm, what she was obsessed with and this is what prosecutors said, was to be viewed as the cool mom. I kind of get it. I want my daughters to think that, you know, they're friends that I'm a cool dad, but I do it different ways, like singing and embarrassing them. But why such the need to be the cool mom here? Like, what is that overriding factor that's more important to her than just about anything else?
Well, maybe if you scratch the story a little bit more in depth, you realize that she wanted to be cool in other areas too. Maybe she wanted to be cool in other areas. I don't know if she was a teacher, if she was, what was her profession? Maybe she was seeking approval in other areas of her life. But I don't think this was pure seeking approval from the kids. No, I don't think so. That's maybe a sideshow, a tangential part.
Mm. By the way, if anyone on Fridays, you can ask Harm absolutely anything. It does not have to be true crime. It could be about a plumbing issue. It could be about a significant other issue. Anything at all is on the table.
I just diagnosed a leak in my toilet not long ago. I'm very good at plumbing questions.
Yeah, you just put in triple K for Carm. She spells it with a K, and we'll ask her. Now, if you thought that the party mom in Los Gatos was a wild woman, this next woman is giving her a run for her money. Her name is Misty Roberts. I don't even know if we have a photo of her. But she is the former mayor of DeRidder, Louisiana. And she was just convicted after a 6-day trial that involved a lot of disturbing testimony. So little trigger warning. But like the party mom in Los Gatos, this woman, Ms. Roberts, hosted a booze-fueled pool party at her home where teenagers were drinking. One of the teenagers is a 16-year-old friend. So this is the woman. This is Misty Roberts, former mayor of DeRidder, Louisiana. She has her 16-year-old son there and his friend. And she decides it would be a good idea to have sex with him. She crossed the line, Carm. Why?
Sex with whom?
With her son's best friend, 16 years old.
Joel, you know this is not the first case. You know that there was a very famous case before we got into true crime that you couldn't avoid almost if you didn't want to watch. It was a teacher who was in her 40 and fell in love with her 16-year-old or 15-year-old student.
Hold everything. Space Ghost makes a good point. Maybe KKK is not the best thing to put in. I said triple K.
This is very funny.
Let's go back to QQQ instead of KKK for Carm.
Yeah, I like to be Cuarmela.
Yeah, let's go to Q. If you have a question for Carm, sorry about that. I wasn't really thinking, although it could be interesting. Yeah, Mary Kay Letourneau, she slept with her student. She ended up marrying that guy. She passed away, I believe. But Carm,
no, but
this
wait
is...
A wait
yeah,
a
go
second.
Ahead, go ahead.
She was jailed for sleeping with a student, and the student waited for her to come. She had a child with him. This is what I remember, so it must have left an imprint on me because I remember little details. This was how many years ago, would you say?
Mary Kay Letourneau has to be 20 plus years ago.
You even remember the name?
Yeah, it has to be 20 plus
years. All my respect. Joel.
Yeah. Carm, someone wants to know.
The upshot was he waited until she came out of jail. They had a child together and they married.
Yeah.
There are always happy endings to sick, lurid stories. But this one, This one also, I don't know if, why did she go to that party?
It was at her house, Carm. She had a party. It was, yeah, her son, like, she just had a son. Her son was there with his good friend, which is what you'd expect, I guess, at a party. Now, the son, it gets worse because the son apparently either walked in on the act or was watching the act, and that was revealed in court. And that just takes it to a whole other level. The son was devastated, saying, "My mom effed my best friend." He said that to someone at the party. What sort of psychological implications is it going to have for this young man at 16, who's a boy at 16, to have seen his mother having sex with his best friend? If we can follow that.
Joel, this is already so elementary that it's below my grade to answer this. Obviously, it will traumatize him. Obviously, he is not okay after what he saw. And I think even the sister saw it, right?
I'm not sure about the sister. Oh, yeah, the sister. The daughter did see her daughter now. Yeah, so her. Yeah, correct. Her daughter testified she saw the pair, quote unquote, on top of each other. And then the jurors, this is even worse. Jurors hear evidence that this mom then ordered Plan B, which is an emergency contraception. It's basically the morning after pill. So there's so much to unpack here. But the mother, so this woman sleeps with her son's best friend. The son sees it. The daughter sees it. Do you think that they're going to...
They will need therapy.
For sure. But do you think that they're going to, like, disconnect from the mom or excommunicate the mother? Do you think they're going to remove her from their lives?
Listen, there is so much more that goes into that. What was their relationship like before? Did they see that the mother was really drunk? Was the mother in a horrible marriage? They will have to consider everything before they start to throw stones at the mother.
I mean, you were married to my dad for 63 years. If you even dated someone, I'd be crushed, and I'm in my 50s. It's weird. Now imagine if I catch you sleeping with somebody.
Everybody wants their mother to be a virgin.
That should be a COE. Can we write that down? That should be on a shirt. Everybody wants their mother to be a virgin, quoted by Carm. I need therapy just listening to this story, says JBZ.
I agree with JBZ 18. I agree because Joel picked the most lurid 6 stories. I don't know if he's taking it down into the gutter what's his strategy.
She was convicted, by the way, after a 6-day trial of quote unquote carnal knowledge of a juvenile. That's interesting. Indecent behavior with a juvenile. And, the prosecutor tells the court this was an adult who used her position of trust to exploit a child. I would have to say yes. Okay.
How many years did she get?
I don't think there was sentencing yet. SDS Nation, correct me, but there will be. Terry Grossman coming in saying that Jerry Springer Waldman is the best show on TV. Thank you.
Turning into that. I'm the little kind of a little
Carm, boring. I was trying to riff off of Corey Richens. You're the one that said I'm not doing Corey Richens because I didn't follow the trial. So I came up with an alternate. If you were paying attention to Corey Richens, we could have done the whole Corey Richens.
Just go to the next one. That's a nice murder.
Mm. Okay, on to the last story, and then we'll take a couple of Carm questions. This has been surprisingly relaxing today. A final story takes us. Takes a dark turn. Yeah, okay, no, No parties here, no scandals, just a plain, straight-up Florida violence. Police say that Shannon Giblin, 48, it's weird because I read her age is totally different, but I guess she's 48. She's accused of killing her elderly roommate. The victim is a guy named Paul Bradley, who's a 76-year-old military veteran. Investigators say the two got into a heated argument, and then Giblin stabbed Bradley to death. She later did admit to the killing, saying that she realized she was beyond help. Authorities say, though, she did try to cover up the murder using a tarp and stole the 76-year-old's pickup truck, fled the scene. She was later arrested while driving that truck. Neighbors described the man who she's accused of murdering, and she's now admitted to it, as a kind man who helped people and mentored kids. Friends say he had recently lost his wife and was allowing Giblin to live in the home. She now faces second-degree murder and grand theft auto. Stabbing deaths, Carm, are often described as crimes of intense emotion, very personal. Whoa, that mugshot. Whoa. Much different.
Scary.
Carm, what do you think was really, what was underlying?
Wait a second. Let's back up into the fact that stabbings happen all the time, sadly. And we followed a few of the stabbings ourselves. And it's, I think, again, it's like a dog bites a man, no news. But the man bites a dog is news. And the fact that the woman knifed the man to death made it a headline.
Someone said, was she a roommate or was she a roommate? You think the two were sleeping together, Carm?
She looks like she would never sleep with a man. But she was living in his house.
Yeah.
On his property.
She was living, and of course it happened in Florida. I mean, Carm, there's a lot of alcohol in the picture. She's holding a bottle of gin. Someone says, I wouldn't be surprised if it was meth induced. Carm, do you think that drugs and or alcohol contributed to this murder? Carm?
Well, I missed it because it was buffering. Life is not simple.
Space Ghost, could you cut every time my mom says it's buffering? We'll just put together a clip of her saying it 47 times in a row. And then we'll have it buffer. We'll put a buffering effect in. It'd be funny. Carm, do you think that alcohol or drugs were a contributing factor here?
Honestly, she looks like a healthy 49-year-old. I think she could do it without the stimulants also. But of course, some drugs make you feel very like high, your energy level, like when the drug, it reminds me when my husband first, being a psychiatrist, he worked in the mental health clinic at the Rutgers University. He had to write the booklet. That was the time the drugs became an issue. And he had to write a book on drug use at the university, and students' drug use. And then they accused him of not knowing what it really feels like. How could he write a booklet when he didn't, experience it? I didn't experience it either, the use of drugs. I was raised, no elective drugs, not even an aspirin, not even a Tylenol. Like right now, when I had the booster shot for the shingles, she said to me, take a Tylenol when you don't feel well. I never take a Tylenol. I mean, I just was raised no drugs. So I don't know how much she looks like she was into the fun life.
By the way, neither here nor there, but 5 years ago, your daughter, who's a physical rehab doctor, a medical doctor, has an MD. When I tore my left meniscus, said, oh, it'll go away. Don't worry about it. Just go to. It never went away. And now I've torn my right. And I know if I call her, she's going to say, just go to physical therapy. And then I won't be able to do anything. I can't even walk right now.
Why don't you just leave Arden out of these Fridays?
Well, I'm just going to have this meniscus type surgery. Can I borrow Carm for the weekend from Nikki Cutts? Carm, we should rent you out for the weekend. It's another revenue stream. Would you be willing to be rented out for the weekend?
To the highest bidder. Yeah. Well, where do you live? It depends. If you live in Alaska, I'm not going in the winter.
I told Carm she can't date anyone unless they're above 90, worth at least $100 million, and have no children and no family. Then she's allowed to date them. So
we never said it.
That's the rules.
I could do it. Listen, Carm, it's only 3 years older than 90-year-old.
Yeah, it's not that old. Couple of questions for Carm. This, by the way, if you do have questions and you're just getting here, we were going to say put in triple K's, but KKK is probably not the best acronym.
Not for this program.
So put in a triple Q. Carm, here's a question from Aunt Clara. Yo, are we here in the USA far more screwed up and disturbed than in the past? Or is it social media revealing and exposing it more? Great question. Carm, your answer.
I'm not a research person, but people could rattle off to you how many people are into pedophilia, how many people are into different fetishes. For example, I once met somebody whose fetish was shoe fetish.
Her name was Imelda Marcos.
No, Imelda Marcos just liked shoes.
There was a guy that got off on shoes? Like, what do you mean?
No. This person got turned on when he saw his wife's shoes.
Interesting.
To make the long story short, I don't think it's more frequent now than it was 30 years ago or 50 years ago. I think it's just more, as you said, more out in the open with the internet.
By the way, Carmen, everyone is correcting me. The last question.
And it's, you cannot, like you said, go to Target and find out who is a murderer. You don't know who is into all sorts of different things when you see them at Target. People have secret lives and people have open lives. So you don't know, like the serial killer who was like an elder in his church.
Yeah, BTK.
BTK. You can't tell. The best way to approach life is be like me. Be paranoid. Always expect that you should be suspicious of people a little. I have a sister who is like totally trusting of people, totally, totally open. And she just doesn't, even if she sees the danger coming down the pike, she will not react. I'm speaking in English. She never watches my program, so.
Carm, the last question, I said yo, and then I find out that it wasn't yo, but your opinion. It's an acronym for your opinion, but I like the fact Carm uses the word yo, so it worked out. But Imelda loved her shoes. Ain't no hollow back girl. Lindsey Vonn was skiing days after the same surgery. She actually tore ACL, but ain't no hollow back. Not the best example, since she also crashed flipped over 1,000 times and admitted she almost needed to have her leg amputated after that. Carm, do you think Corey Richens would kill again if she wasn't caught? Like her next boyfriend, husband, when she got tired of him and wanted to move on, would she have poisoned that next one?
I think past performance could be an indication of the pattern. You don't know if she killed cats, if she tortured animals. You don't know what she did when she was younger, but I would worry about her. Mm. And you know who else? May he rest in peace. May he rest in peace. I don't think that her husband had enough of survival skills. Mm. It's bad enough that she tried to kill him once. She let him try to kill her twice. And speaking of pattern, the second time she succeeded.
Here's a question that I don't, unless this is Magbanua, is Katie Mayanswa, who I've never heard of, but if you mean Katie Magbanua from the Charlie Adelson, let's assume it's Katie Magbanua. Is Katie Magbanua, Carm, a wild woman, or did she just get money motivated and forget her children? I'd really like to know what Carm thinks.
First of all, I don't think she forgot her kids, because I think she needed money to raise her kids. Mm. And she was a smart woman, if we talk about Katie Magbanua, and she was literally a college graduate. And unfortunately, she got involved with the wrong people. And then she was a pole dancer. She got involved with the wrong activities.
She was a stripper.
She was a liquor person in the
Katie Magbanua. I did not know that. Or if I did know that, I forgot it.
You always have to ask me about the essential things. But we are giving all this interpretation about Katie, and we are not, we don't even know if she's the one that this person is talking about. Mm.
Carm, there were some other questions that came in. Number one, someone wanted to know where you get your sense of humor. Who do you get it from?
It's genetically transmitted from my stepfather. I'm kidding.
I
heard from my mother, because I don't remember my father, that my father was very funny. And my stepfather, I lived with, and he was hilariously funny. My mother was more of a mournful person. She was not funny. My sister inherited the seriousness from my mother, and sadly not the funniness from my stepfather. And I heard stories about my real father. He had an optician store. Sorry, indulge me one sec.
Let me cheer everyone up for 1 minute. He was burned oven in Auschwitz, gassed and then burned in an oven. So he doesn't exist. His name is written on my great-grandfather's tombstone. It's in the book, Surviving the Survivor.
The story about my father, my natural father, my biological father, he had an optician store on the main street, a little optician store with a lot of drawers where he kept the frames, and the little space in behind the counter where they chiseled the actual glasses. And what he did, once his friend came in with a straw hat, it was in style, straw hats were in style, and put it on the counter of his store. And my father arranged for some prism to reflect the sunlight right on the hat and ignited the hat.
I like that story. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like your story. Did I know my grandparents? I knew my grandmother very well, both my grandmothers and my grandfather on my paternal side. I knew my so my mother had a stepfather, and I knew him a little bit, but he was sick when I knew him. He had Parkinson's, right?
Yeah, Parkinson's, severe.
But I don't like to harp on it, but my real grandfather was gassed in Auschwitz and then incinerated in an oven.
Hey, Joel.
Thank you, Sarah Adams. It's important for him to know your history. Some people are trying to repeat it today, so important to know history. Carm, another question from Adam Bluefire. Do you believe in like spirituality, or have you ever seen, I forget the exact wording, so forgive me, Adam Bluefire, but have you ever seen like a spiritual presence or a ghost in your life?
No, I suffer from terminal rationality.
But what if it is rational to have a spirit in your life? That could be rational. From Tina Lucille, do you think women, Carm, are better at crime because they don't self-snitch and they're better at concealing their crimes?
No. I don't think that women have more of a talent in this area than men. I just think that women are, I don't know if anybody ever compiled any statistics of how much crime is committed by men and how much by women, but I think it's fewer by women.
Carm, you know that...
Definitely, wars are run by men. There is a very interesting definition of war. Wars are run by old men who send young men into the battle to be killed.
Carm, we lost... a friend, someone that loved you and you liked him. He's a legend in New York City, and he was someone I got to work with when I was at Fox 5.
Did you ever save what he wrote, what he said for your wedding?
Yeah, we have it. It's on video. I don't know where it is, but Ernie Anastas was a anchor in New York City. Talked about him on the show last night. Carm knew him. Big, whatever city you're from, whoever the biggest anchor there is, that's Ernie Anastas. He was a larger than life figure. He was also in incredible shape. He was always running around. He was always moving around. And I got an alert. I didn't even hear from friends of mine that he had passed away yesterday. I was absolutely stunned. Apparently he had pneumonia. You see there, 43 to 2026. He was born 4 years after you, Carm. Your thoughts? I've never met anyone more positive. He had a show called Positively Ernie. The guy was, he was so positive that it was like almost pathological, Carm. You know, it was like you never saw him in a bad mood or in a weird way. He was always smiling. And on Fridays, I don't even think you know this, Carm, every Friday afternoon at our editorial meeting at 2 o'clock, he was Greek and he would come out with an accordion singing like Greek songs, like, you know, skipping through the newsroom then in his like early 70s. But Carm, what would you like to say about the great Ernie Anastas?
R.I.P. We need more of his type. He really appreciated the pluses. Who was saying something today? Oh, Eduardo, the guy who washed my hair. He said today, the world is so beautiful, and he says it with his Spanish accent. He's from Argentina. He says, the world is so beautiful, and people are all the time trying to make it, ruin it.
Yeah. Carm, we got a comment here that I think is the first ever defense of me. And not only defense of me, but if I understand, I'm probably misunderstanding it, but also a harsh critique of you. And I'm going to read it now because it brings
me. You shouldn't read it.
Jay Swiss says, Carm expresses herself in an abusive way towards Joel. Please pull it in and exhibit more professionalism. I would tend to agree with that. She likes to beat me up no matter what. It's always insult, 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 insult. So thank you.
I want to say something. Thanks for saying it to me. And I tend to be a little sarcastic towards Joel and a little nasty, I admit it. And I'm sorry. I'll try to improve. I'm taking advice very seriously.
Carm, from Misdemeanor to OG, Ernie never whined. Do you think Ernie would have told people that he has a complete tear of his right meniscus, or no, he would keep it to himself? You buffer again?
No, I didn't buffer again. I'm thinking, why did you bring up your knee again?
What do you think? Why do you think Ernie was so happy? I'm actually like very intrigued by Ernie because I've never, I mean, Carm is optimistic, but she's moody at times and yells. And she, Ernie was never like that, Carm. I mean, he's just always smiling.
His son.
I know, but what do you think what was it that made him that way, Carm?
Sometimes it can just be a traumatic experience, like you survived something where you shouldn't have, and you really appreciate life after that.
You think he loved being on TV and sort of being like the center of attention there, Carm? He enjoyed it.
Yeah, he did a good job as an anchor.
I mean, Ernie definitely...
He was like a celebrity in New York.
He's a big celebrity. We love you the way you are, Carm. Followed by, Carm, I pity you if Joel needs surgery. Don't worry, I would pity the COE, not them, not Carm, because Carm will have nothing to do with it. Listen, I don't know what else to say other than I love my mother. Some people misconstrue this and think that we're fighting, we're arguing. By the way, we did a members-only show last Sunday. COE, I don't even know what that entails, but we've got a Patreon. We've got a way to obviously become a member. We're going to start doing regular shows, but we did a show this past Sunday, and Judah Mack, my son, who is 6 going on 7, was there, and he very straightforwardly, Carm, explained to everyone watching that this is not shtick between you and I. I said, Judah, do grandma and daddy yell and scream at each other when they're not on the podcast? And he didn't miss a beat and said, yeah, they always do that. Who could be more innocent and truthful than a 6-year-old?
I am bad, bad, bad.
Not all about you, Carm. I'm just saying this is legit. It's not fake. It's not shtick. It's just what we are. It's exhausting. I have to say that it is exhausting. I'm going to have to take a nap before I go see Lady Gaga tonight. Question one more here from Adam Bluefire to Joel and Carm. If either of you ever ended up a criminal instead of true crime experts, would you visit either in jail or support each other regardless? Yes. Carm, your answer. That was my answer.
Well, it's absolute yes. And it's kind of a sad question because if you knew how I feel about Joel, you wouldn't even ask me.
I would love to visit Carm. I mean, I prefer she's not, but I'm intrigued by prisons. It'd be kind of cool to get buzzed in every once in a while. And imagine the street cred that you get if you're like, yeah, my 86-year-old mom's in the big house. You know, get a lot of street cred. Someone's asking, are we Greek? No, we are not Greek, but Ernie is. Ernie Anastas. Ernie Anastas is Greek. Carm was buffering. She said no. Carm, are you still buffering or have you buffered since the last time you buffered?
I'm not using the term because you're going to use it against me, Joel.
Hopefully Space Coast is able to make a compilation of you saying that you're buffering. I just hope. Carm, what are your plans for the weekend?
Well, I'm invited to my neighbor for dinner. And maybe I'll go and shop for the party. And a few little other things.
Jen, Ken, are you doing a 3 p.m. show? Apparently, I have to go get my daughter per my wife. I did not know that. So I don't know if I'll be here. It's going to be jury instructions. We are taking it live in 36 minutes. Corey Richens. If I'm not here, Joe will be here to.
Wait a minute. What is happening at 3 o'clock?
Well, if you were listening, Carm, I just said it. They're going to be jury instructions.
But those are usually very boring.
I had a way to sell it, Carm. Any other way to sell the show at 3? You also said I picked horrible stories today. Anything else to promote the show?
I tell you what, maybe my only excuse is that I'm 86 and I don't filter.
Maybe true crime is.
I am looking forward to Monday morning hearing the, you know, the
closing argument.
Closing argument. Yeah. But the truth be told, today it should be very short.
It takes him a little while to like craft. Here we go, crafting jury. It takes him a while to go through it. What the defense wants, what the government wants. Anything else to Rachel D? Rachel D, do you know that synagogue that was attacked in Bloomfield Hills? You're from Detroit. Do you know that place? My friend Matt Brode, his parents were married there in 1961. Carmen Joel, best comedy show on YouTube. This is probably the weirdest show. You think there's a weirder show on YouTube than this one? I don't know if there is.
That's very strange that you say that, because A, I don't see it as a comedy show. I see it as a reality show, but not a comedy show. Maybe it has some laughs in it too, but I think I don't see it as a comedy show. It's very strange.
That's a great idea. If I do get surgery, which it's looking like I'm going to need to, I will live stream that. I'll have the COE come in and live stream it.
He's getting laparoscopy. By the way,
it's called arthroscopic surgery. What's laparoscopy?
What is it called?
Arthroscopic, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, the same. I miss.
I know I'm going to get a call from Arden. Why are you always saying things about me? I didn't say. She's going to get insulted.
You hope. Maybe she'll ignore you.
I hope so, because I don't feel like getting yelled at by my sister on top of everything else. Just sitting here with my, like, I have my knee folded is just absolutely killing me. Carm, have a wonderful weekend. You should probably see. By the way, we have to seriously work on Dad's book, please.
May I say something to you?
You may. Here comes the insult. Whenever she says, may I say something, it's the insult.
Maybe Spacey and you will help to advise me what to do with my Wi-Fi so it doesn't buffer. It's kind of annoying.
I'll consult with Spacey and the COE and... we'll take it from there.
Joel, I hope you have very little pain or none at all. I love you very much. And I'm sorry I'm not a better mother.
Can I just end on one thing that I'm literally exhausted?
I'll give you a piece of every
moment of my life. I don't know if it's sleep apnea. I don't know if it's just anxiety.
Here is my approach.
I am just constantly exhausted.
I get mad. If you think you have sleep apnea, I would have been 10 times.
I'm going back to
checking out if I have sleep apnea.
I go to more doctors than I go to more doctors than Mel Brooks. I go to more doctors than Mel Brooks goes to, and he's 99. But I'm going to my general practitioner next week, and I'm gonna ask.
How long ago did you have the MRI on the knee?
A week ago.
More than a week ago.
People always tell me it's anxiety. I mean, I have such a level of anxiety flowing through my body every day.
Yes, and
I think that's what tires me out. But I'm going to ask Dr. D if I can get, I want to rule out sleep apnea. I also am probably like iron deficient. There's so many things that could just, what if I have Lyme disease and I don't know? What if I got bit by a tick one time and I don't know? I mean, imagine what it's like to just wake up exhausted every day.
Well, I can give you other suggestion. You can be, there is that disease when you take aspirin and what is it called? It lingers on for years and years and years.
It also could be that I do 17 podcasts a day. That could be part of it, but.
Oh, that has a term.
I mean, I stay up. All right. Carm, I love you. Have a great weekend. COE, I love you. If you want to take dolls to Lady Gaga, you can take her, whatever. I don't even care anymore. Spacey, thank you. Steve Cohen, thank you. And to our mom.
Enjoy Lady Gaga.
Thank you very much to the mom.
I think she's married now.
I have no idea what her
find out like because it's important to know. I know she has a sort of a love of her life.
Lady, who is he? Is he a normal guy or is he like a weird eccentric?
He's a normal Italian looking guy.
Really?
Yeah. And I think she's Italian. So they are on the same cultural plane.
Carmen, one last question. What's the point of life? Like, seriously, what I mean, like Ernie spent his whole life looking dapper. He had the best tie knots. Everything. He enjoyed life and then he gets pneumonia and he's dead. Like what is the point of our existence? Like, I'm sure he worried about a car payment here and there. I'm sure he did this. I'm sure he did that. What is the point?
Very honestly,
what's the point of life? I mean, did you see how Elon Musk lives? I sent you the photo. He lives in what looks like a college dorm room, and he's the richest man on earth. He has $300 billion. He doesn't even have a painting in his room. What is life? Like, what is it? Makes zero sense. And then you've got guys in Miami who have $3 in a bank account or driving Lamborghinis. Nothing makes sense in this world. But what is the point of life?
Joel, you know what? At 86 and a half, I'm more than 86 and a half. I think you owe me an answer to this question, and I don't owe you an answer to this question because honestly, I don't know.
Why does Elon Musk live in a dorm room? I wouldn't be surprised if he has a roommate and charges that person rent. Just answer that for me. Let's start there. Why does he live in a dorm room in Texas?
I think his message is that money doesn't bring happiness.
He says he's miserable. I mean, what does he need? He has $300 billion. What does he need now? $305 billion or $800? He has $800 billion, I think.
Joel.
What?
What is that thing in your kitchen on the refrigerator about overthinking?
I forget what it says, but it's like, don't interrupt me while I'm overthinking or something like that. I don't know.
No, because he put it down, Joel, it's anxiety overthinking.
Carm, someone said life is about fulfillment. So what is your greatest fulfillment in life? We'll end there. Let's end on a positive note.
Well, it's slowly fizzing out. My fulfillment was 63 years of good marriage. Wonderful kids that I have around me and so forth. And now there is no more wonderful marriage and it's sort of fizzing out. You can only that long hold on to it.
Boy, that was really, just a death knell right there. I mean, you wanted to just kill me with a fine. Can you say something positive?
The positive is that I am going to go to meet my friend for dinner. We are going to play Rummy Cube after dinner. Oh, I'll have a good attitude because she's in a lot of arthritic pain today. And she told me already. And then we'll have a good attitude. Then I'll come home. And thank God, so far, I can sleep well. And I don't have to worry that my kids will be killed during the night from Iranian missile because I'm asleep. And I'm a little bit less worried then. And on and on and on. And I don't have to worry about your kids being killed in school. And so I see a lot of positives.
Carm, I finally splurged for an alarm system from the home through Simply Safe. They had a special this time of year, and they're coming to, I can't do anything, as you know, I'm not very good around the house, but they're coming to install, and I went all out. Four cameras and sensors for carbon monoxide. They're installing it tomorrow. You think it's money well spent?
What's your name, Guthrie, who did it to you?
Yeah, okay.
Nancy Guthrie did it to you.
Love you, America. Love you, Miami. Love you, Tucson. Let's bring Nancy home. Let's get justice for Eric Richens. And we will see you in 25 minutes. We'll be doing jury instructions. I don't know that I'll be here because I have to go get my daughter. If not, I'll see you for sure Monday for closing arguments. Be well, everybody. Love you all. Carmen and I love each other, even though sometimes it might not appear that way.